Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing release.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that Auntie Dot, you're going to do 1 Samuel 14?
Kara said she was going to do it. She's not on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is she on? Not yet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, this is Carrie and Dot.
Angela.
Yeah.
Who all is with us tonight? You're breaking up.
There's you with mom and me. Jeremy.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead with 1 Samuel 14 while we'll wait for others to join in.
All right.
The Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over to the Philistines garrison that is on the other side. But he told not his father. And Saul tarried in the uttermost part of Gibeah, under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. And the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other Sinai.
Okay,
the forefront of the one was situate northward over against Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young men that bear his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, Behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say thus unto us, Tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place, and will not go up unto them. But if they say thus, Come up unto us, then we will go up, for the Lord hath delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us. And both of them discovered themselves unto the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they had hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, Come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, Come up after me, for the Lord hath delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men, within, as it were, an half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And And there was trembling in the host, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So it was a very great trembling. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then said Saul unto the people that were with him, Number now, and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahiah, Bring hither the ark of God. For the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said unto the priest, Withdraw thine hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves. And they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel, which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Beth-Aven. And the men of Israel were distressed that day. For Saul had adjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And all they of the land came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in an honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, Thy father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Then said Jonathan, My father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened, because I have tasted a little of this honey. How much more, if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? For had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines? And they smote the Philistines that day, from Michmash to Ayalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil, and took sheep and oxen and calves, and slew them on the ground. And the people did eat them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, Behold, the people sin against the Lord, in that they eat with the blood. And he said, Ye have transgressed. Roll a great stone unto me this day. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people, and say unto them, Bring me hither every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and slay them here, and eat. And sin not against the Lord in eating with the blood. And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night, and slew them there. And Saul built an altar unto the Lord. The same was the first altar that he built unto the Lord. And Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, Let us draw near hither unto God. And Saul asked counsel of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And Saul said, Draw ye near hither, all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin hath been this day. For as the Lord liveth, which saveth Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. Then said he unto all Israel, Be ye on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. And the people said unto Saul, Do what seemeth good unto thee. Therefore Saul said unto the Lord God of Israel, Give a perfect lot. And Saul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. And Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. And Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me, what thou hast done. And Jonathan told him and said, I did but taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in mine hand, and lo, I must die. And Saul answered, God do so and more also, for thou shalt surely die, Jonathan. And the people said unto Saul, Shall Jonathan die who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Then Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. So Saul took the kingdom over Israel, and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. And whithersoever he turned himself, he vexed them. And he gathered an host, and smote the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan and Ishui, and Melch-Ishui. And the names of his two daughters were these, the name of the firstborn, Merab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. And Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him unto him.
Amen.
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 1 Samuel 15. Samuel also said unto Saul, The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that audio reading of Samuel 14, T. Carey.
Oh, you're welcome.
Go ahead and do it. I'm sorry?
She said you're welcome.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started with this program tonight. I have Auntie Dot, Sister Angela, Brother Hubert, Mother May, Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Brother Daniel, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we gather here tonight on this Father's Day, we ask that you strengthen our fathers and continue to lead them down the righteous path. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, welcome to the Nellie Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. And to all the fathers out there, Happy Father's Day.
Amen.
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 Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Okay. Blessed be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us this week with every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for the amazing grace and the unconditional love that you have showered down on all of your children without measure and without cost. And we ask that you allow your voice to be heard tonight, and we're asking for your guidance. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Luke chapter 6. One to
excuse me, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
do the
word. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Auntie Dot. Hold that thought for a minute out of Luke. We do have a song I am so sorry. By B.B. Wine, he promised me.
Ready?
Dot, you can go ahead and pick up your reading.
out of Luke.
Okay,
six.
Luke chapter 6, 1 to 11. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the feast that he went through the cornfield, and his disciple plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And Satan, a Pharisee, said unto them, Why do they which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answered them, saying, Have you not read so much as this what David did when himself was at hungry, and they were very, and they which were with him, how he went into the house of God, and did take and eat, and shew the bread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat for the priest alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is God also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also in another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accuser against him. And he knew that thou thought, and said to the man which had withered hand, Rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto him, I will ask you one thing. It is lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it. And looking around about upon them all, he said unto them, The man stretched forth thy hand, and he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and commute one with another what they might to do Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Proverbs, the third chapter. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your hearts will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Proverbs 3. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Can you come back to me?
Yes, I sure can. Mother May, is she available?
Yes. I'm coming out of Proverbs 13:24. Tough love and family discipline. For this
potential discipline are also misused and misunderstood. Proverbs 13:24 says to parents, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Love is selfish and indeed not love at all. When it permits a child to follow a path that leads to destruction, a parent who practices biblical discipline, however, will do what is necessary to bring out the best in the child. Although modern society may not advocate this kind of tough love, the scripture enjoins Christian parents to practice it. Love is the hallmark of potential discipline. When a ministry in love, discipline provides light and life to children. The love that a ministry discipline must also be genuine and quick to provide for a child need for acceptance. The time to show tough love is when the child is tender and receptive. Perhaps if Eli had been committed to tough love while his son was young, their sin as adult would not have broken his heart. It's 1 Samuel 2. Potential discipline should be applied quickly and continually until the child reaches maturity. Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. First training is not a one-time event, but needs to be administered constantly and often enough to correct the wrong behavior. Tough love discipline takes patience, wisdom, and hard work, but it is wise investment. While the violence and the tragedy that primitive many family bring heartache, a well-taught, well-disciplined child make his parents proud. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grieves to his mother. Proverbs 10:1 say, proper discipline adds yield to a child life and give him wisdom to seek the righteous paths where his steps are sure. A ministry according to the word of God, tough love leads to wisdom, both for the parent and the child. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Proverbs. Next I have Auntie Betty, and we welcome you back. We miss you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm coming from Philippians chapter 1, starting at verse 20, Paul writes for Christ. For I fully expect and the hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between the two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which will be far better for me. But for your sake, it is better that I continue to live. Knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive so I continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. And when I come to you again, you will have more reason to take pride in Christ Jesus because of what he is doing through me. Above all, you must live as Christian, a citizen of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of good news about Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose. Amen, amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. I didn't get where it came from.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm just going to be a listener tonight.
Okay, all right. That takes me to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respectable not the proud, nor such a turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, they are wonderful work which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are upward, they cannot be reckoned upon in order unto thee. If I would declare a speak of them, they are more than can be remembered. Sacrifice and offering did thou desire, my ears thou open, burnt offering and sin offering thou require. Then said I, lo, I came into the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms 40. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to say hello to everybody, and everybody they know, to everybody has a positive day. It's been proven.
Amen.
Good to hear everybody watching. I'm just kind of listening all the way out, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that greeting, Daddy, and for that shout-out for all the fathers. Now that leads me back to Sister Angela.
Yes, I'm going to come out of 1 John 4:7-21. The title is Love One Another. When asked what was the greatest commandment, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments, out of Matthew 22:37-40. But Christian believers live in a world that suffers under the influence of Satan. The conflict that arises allows us to slip into an us versus them distinction. We falsely assume we can be selective in whom we love. John denounces this view as false and instructs his contemporaries, as well as you and me today, that the essence of God is love. The scriptures instruct us that we must love each other as well as God. armed with his knowledge, we know that there are difficult situations in which we must love, especially if we want others to recognize us as being of God. This is demonstrated in four basic ways: love for our neighbors, love for fellow believers, love for our families, and love for our enemies. Often we want to love God, but still want to reserve the right to reject certain brothers and sisters. But love doesn't work that way. For whoever loves God must also love his brother. That's out of 1 John 4:21. The extent of God's love can be seen in the sacrifice of his own son, Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, been made in human likeness, Philippians 2:6-7. On the basis of such love, we as believers are encouraged to love each other, God, who is infinitely deserving, and even our enemies, who may be undeserving. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that read, and Angela, and that took me back to the song that I forgot who made the song, but it's like, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 John, Angela. Okay, now that takes us to our sick and shut-in. Is there anyone we need to add or take off the list at this time? Praise God. Everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your touch for Auntie Wallene, Tanisha, Sylvia, Trey, Daniel, Joseph, and anyone else that we are not aware of. And we're asking that you ease the suffering. We're also asking for deliverance from all illness. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, that takes us right into our birthday week of June 20th through the 26th. Angela, do you have a list, please?
Well, what are the dates again? I'm sorry. It's 20th.
I have June 20th through the 26th.
Okay. Today is Kenneth Nellum's birthday, June 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I sent him a Father's Day message. I guess I'll send him a birthday message next.
And actually, that's all that I have on my list. Yeah, that's all that I have.
Okay, all right. And actually, I had Angela, you down for singing the birthday song tonight.
Oh, wow, girl. I still ain't found my voice. Okay, y'all can barely hear the cracking. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Angela. Next, we're going right into our praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I will start out with T. Carey.
Oh, well, I came across this prayer to remind me of what I'm not doing. I pray that as I study and listen to your word, may I never become idle with it. I desire to be one who express the nature of Christ in their life daily, day in and day out. May I never become lazy about the word of God. And may I never be known as a simple hearer. I commit myself to making an active effort in my Christian walk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I need this pinned up where I can see it.
Thank you for that Christian prayer. I take care of you. Amen.
Yes.
Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I want to read a card to all the fathers. That Father gives so many things, but the most important is love. For all the ways you're special, for the joy you share and the love you give, you are with all the happiness a Father's Day can bring. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that Father's Day card message with us, Mother May. Amen. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Can you come back to me?
I sure can. I
Thank
see
you.
Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony? Amen.
I pass.
Okay. Brother Daniel.
I just want to say good to everybody. Can you hear me?
Hello? No, speak up just a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to say praise to everybody for keeping it till I own. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, Angela, how many years? We just had an anniversary last month. How many years has it been, Angela?
At least 12.
Yeah, that's what I came with. Well, we've been online praising the Lord for about 12 years. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah. I'd like to thank all of you all for your prayers. I had surgery Thursday, and it turned out well. It healed and looked faster than the other eye is. So I want to give
thanks
to God. Amen.
Family
and friends for their prayers. Amen.
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 Thank you for that praise report, Brother Hubert. Praise God. God is good.
Amen.
Okay, next I have, let's see here. Next I have Brother Daniel, right?
Yes.
Praise God. That leaves me with Sister Shirley.
All right. I want to read our pastor's blast for today, and it reads as follows. A father holds his children's hand for a while, but their hearts forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father holds his children's hands. Amen. 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 Okay. Sister Angela, you have a praise report, testimony, song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I would like to say a poem. We had our children's ministry get up and acknowledge Father's Day, and this little poem that one of them said was just so beautiful, I wanted to share with you guys. The title of it is called Footsteps. Walk a little slower, Daddy, said a child so small. I'm following in your footsteps, and I don't want to fall. Sometimes your steps are very fast. Sometimes they're hard to see. So walk a little slower, Daddy, for you are leading me. Someday when I am all grown up, you're what I want to be. Then I will have a little child who will want to follow me. And I will want to lead just right and know that I was true. So walk a little slower, Daddy, for I must follow you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that poem of Footsteps. All right. Okay, all right. Did I get everyone? Yes, I did. Praise God, praise God. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we assign parts for next week, and I have 1 Samuel 15. Any takers?
I take it.
Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And I have the opening prayer. Any takers for the opening prayer for next week? How about for the closing prayer for next week? Do I have any takers for that?
I do the opening prayer.
The Auntie Carrie doing the opening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone for the closing prayer? Okay, between Angela and myself, we'll cover that up, and I want to thank all the ones that have helped us out this week with the program. And is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into the closing prayer?
I would just like to share that I'm scheduled to go in for surgery on Thursday. Having a total knee replacement. Please keep me in prayer.
Amen. Okay, Thursday knee surgery. Thank you for sharing that with us, and our prayers are going out to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Okay, let's see here. I actually have Sister Shirley doing our closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing a few of your grateful servants together on this prayer conference line this evening. We pray that the prayer said, scriptures and poems read have been acceptable unto you and uplifting for each of us. We ask a special blessing this evening on each household represented. We further ask that you bless those that could not join us, as well as those that are on our sick and shut-in list. Father, if it be your will, We ask that you grant us the spoken and unspoken petition we brought to this gathering this evening. Continue to teach us to bring our requests to you and not be ashamed to speak them. And now, Lord, as we come to the close of this call for this week, we ask that you go with us and stand by us as you said you would in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Sister Shirley. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, our closing song for tonight is, the title is Order My Step, and it's by the GMWA William Worship.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Order my steps in your words. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And Sister Shirley, we will be praying for you. May God guide the doctors on Thursday with your surgery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Auntie Betty, we will continue to lift you up in our prayers. Hallelujah. Welcome back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Brother Huber, may God continue with your healing. Amen.
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 Well, may everyone have a blessed week. Happy Father's Day. We love you all. Good night.
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 Thank you.
Night.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Boy, that song was made back in 1966. And here we are in year 2021, and this song really, really needs to be played over the airwaves. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Remember, God is love. Everyone have a blessed week. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. This is the Nellum family signing off. Good night. We love you all.